What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Woo! Woo indeed. Woo indeed. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day just a couple of minutes from right now. Kristaps Porzingis, the unicorn, joined us yesterday. We asked him about that. Being called the unicorn. I thought he had a pretty good answer on it as well. We'll let you hear that conversation coming up in about 15 minutes, and then we'll get to an AMA at 1:40.
I'm sorry. We got
to
move on from
that. We have to. Otherwise, we'll just do the rest of the show.
Yeah, we got to move on from that. My whole thing was like, you go down the wormhole and look at this stuff like, oh, you can put them on a payment plan.
Yes.
Well, if you miss a payment, are they going to come take it back?
It's a great question.
They're getting you back cheek at a time? Just don't know. I'm just curious. Okay. Just
kidding. And who does it? Like the repo man comes
out?
That's
what I'm saying. Like, do they got like cheap repo? Yeah. Repo guys? Like,
I don't know.
Like guy named Daryl show up at your house? Like, hey, I'm going to need the left one.
I think you have our property.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. I would never take, like, if you got to physically remove something out of a person, it's got to be up front, you would think, right?
Probably.
Yeah, you think I'd be upfront.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Or something. Or it's just it hits your credit really bad or something. Like, I really don't know.
Bad credit for ass? Bad credit for ass? Like.
I do wonder what the ratio of people getting new asses and having bad credit is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, man, blank them lights.
That's just an unfair assumption. I don't know.
But that's the crazy thing.
A lot of people with good credit might be getting new asses.
Because I know me and my wife, whenever we come from Mexico or we come from Miami, you see the young ladies that have gotten these surgeries, and it's just you feel so bad for them.
Physical pain.
Yes, physical. The pain these young ladies
the recovery
look like,
from that's like, got to be.
Damn.
Got to be tough.
Right. You want me to get you something? Like, damn. You want me to get you something? But, so we're going to stop that.
We're going to stop it because I think
the people are about to crash right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't want to be blamed for the backup on 85. Mm-mm. And matter of fact, what the hell is going on 85 North? Are they doing construction above the Spaghetti Junction? Because usually I know how long it's going to take me to get to the exit because there's right after North Drury Hills, it's that sign where it says Beaver Run Road, how many miles, mm-hmm. this how many minutes. Right. It's been off all goddamn week.
I don't know.
And so, but I've been like, it just takes me from here to pick up Bash like 26 minutes. It took me like 45 minutes to get there.
Oh, that's awful.
So yeah, I'm like, what the hell with the Heezy?
I'm not sure. Hopefully it gets fixed, and hopefully it gets fixed before we have to drive to Flowery Branch every day for a month, starting 2 weeks from right now. I do want to give a quick shout out. Just a general shout out. I don't know the guy's name, but to all the garbage truck drivers,
yes,
all the garbage men.
My guy, that's my man.
Because we talked about this a couple weeks ago. My son loves garbage trucks. It's like his favorite thing. I didn't even know this existed, but it does. There's just compilations of garbage trucks picking up trash on YouTube, and you can watch them.
Right.
And he'll watch them. He'll watch people picking. So Thursday morning, our neighbor has a dumpster, and the garbage man drives up there and gets it.
Uh-huh.
And we've made a habit of being out there, so he now knows and he recognizes that he's going to be out there.
Right.
And he gave him the toot toot this morning.
No. Nah.
Oh, man. He was so fired up. He has a toy garbage truck. He likes him so much. He went and he was giving me the toot toot all around the house.
I love it.
Because so shout out to the garbage
guy. Yes, because our garbage guy, because they got there when I was picked up Bash. We're pulling into our driveway, and he was just coming to pick up the trash. And so he was right literally in front of our house. He moved out the way so I could pull into the driveway. Yeah, we had a couple boxes. Gave me a big weight, and Sebastian just stood out there, garbage truck, and he did the little thing too. Oh man,
dude, nothing. It'll never.
Shout out to the sanitation workers because they're cool dudes, and you little blank butts that get mad at them when they're just doing their job.
Oh yeah,
they're doing their job. Okay, so you gotta wait a little while.
Take a little patience.
So you gotta wait a little while
and let them do their job.
So you gotta wait a little bit.
All they're doing is keeping your community clean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the audacity to have that take a little while. All right, let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour.
They use care credit.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Hey.
Jumps on the 1-1, driving it deep to left. That ball is obliterated. Ronald Acuna Jr. giving the Braves a 1-0 lead. And he jumps on the first pitch. Deep to right center. That ball is sailing, and it is out of here. Drake Baldwin. And Austin Riley breaks one deep to left field. Soderstrom giving chase, and that's out of here. Austin Riley takes flight, and it's 6-0 Braves. Oh, Ronald Acuna, backside, maybe. Butler slows. It's gone. Ronnie, another rocket into the bullpen.
Ozuna had one as well. The Braves hit 5 home runs yesterday against the Athletics. A lot of Braves fans in Sacramento.
Yeah.
It was loud in there.
Yeah. Was it loud because – oh, never mind, Randy. Don't even say it. Because it was a good baseball team in town, but never mind.
Was it?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Never mind.
A popular baseball team.
For sure.
Acuna hits 2 home runs yesterday. The first one in the first inning was just destroyed.
Just a monster.
Absolute tank.
But we talked about this. There's nothing funnier than Ronald thinking he's getting pitched inside more. His body reaction to like trying to – that ball was nowhere near hitting you, Ronnie.
Nobody likes getting pitched inside less than Ronald Acuna.
Yes.
Hit that one. Went opposite field on the second one, which was fun to see. More importantly, he was back out there after only missing one game.
Yes.
Because we'd never know with a tweaked back. I know that he had done it when I guess he works out the first game of the series. Whatever, that's sort of his regiment is first game of the series, he does his weight stuff, and then whatever else he does throughout the series, and then next series, first game of the series. I guess he was doing his weight stuff and tweaked his back. Didn't think it was that big of a deal. A trainer noticed it and then told the coaching staff, and they were like, that's just... Let's err on the side
of
caution.
You damn snitch.
Let's err on the side of caution.
You're not getting no Christmas present.
Well, it's just funny how many times random injuries have been noticed by other people, and I'm not suggesting that it's anyone's fault because people are busy. But remember when Smith-Shawver hurt his elbow, Strider noticed.
Yep.
He was like, go get him. But anyway, only one game missed for Acuna. He talked after the game, too, about, I'm still going to do the home run derby, still planning on being a part of all the All-Star festivities, which is really great. And, It's one game in the middle of what's been really bad. They've only won 3 out of their last 13. It was their first win in California in 14 tries. But enjoy the good. It was fun. It was fun to watch. And they did the thing that the A's did to them the night before. They just went off in the first inning. It was almost the exact same thing.
It looked like it.
First batter, home run. They had 4 in the first. A couple home runs. It was nice to see.
Yeah, I mean, that's why when we opened the show with that, I said, damn teases. That's what they are.
That's
what we expect them. That's what the whole – I mean, no, not us. That's what Major League Baseball expected from this squad.
Yep.
To be one of those teams because, I mean, I know you're 2 years removed and, oh, my God, was it Abe? I think it was Abe and Carl and Dukes they were talking about a little bit yesterday as far as the hitting coach process of, all right, you have this historic hitting year.
Yeah.
And then you're down the next year and yet you fired him.
Yeah.
And then you come to this new guy and there's a new approach or whatever like that. Was it a panic move? Because you did fall off as much as you did from that historic banging, bopping year.
Yeah.
And was it – when it was Seitzer, right?
It was Kevin Seitzer.
Seitzer, yeah. Was it a overreaction to just move along that path. Now, you talked about the guy, was he with the Rangers, you said?
Yeah, Hires.
Yeah.
Well, he was with the Red Sox and the Rangers in one World Series as the hitting coach with both of them.
Yeah, so we're not saying he's not qualified or anything like
he
that.
Is very,
he is. Very qualified.
Yeah.
But was it a rush? I don't know. I mean, I think it's more
think so.
It than that.
Here's what I think, and this is something that I've believed for a long time, and it's not a criticism, really. I think it's just he hasn't been able to do a lot of it because of the success the team has had. I think Alex Anthopoulos has wanted to get some of his people in management positions since he got here.
Yeah.
But Snit and these guys just started winning.
Yes.
And the players loved them.
But
and
remember,
you can't
like 3 years,
really do anything.
Remember like when they first division title, because a lot of people thought that Snit was going to be here for a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And there's like.
Well, before the World Series, it was still like a 1 year with a 1 year option.
Yeah.
He only finally got like a decent sized contract after they finally was like, all right,
damn.
I guess we're not getting rid of him. Yeah. Like, he won a World Series. I guess we have to sign him to an extension. And again, there's nothing wrong with. This is my speculation. I don't know that this is true. But if it's true that Anthopoulos wants some of his people in there, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, it's not.
General managers want their people in there a lot. I mean, had things gone differently early, I wouldn't have been surprised if he replaced him with his own manager years ago.
Right.
But couldn't do it. So I think it was an opening to be like, all right, they fell off. We'll move on. Seitz has been here for a decade. We'll get this guy in here who maybe has a bit more of an approach that
I like
vibes with what I'm looking for. And then, you know, you go back to that interview that Seitzer gave on his way out where he was like, yeah, I mean, we tried everything. These guys are just all in their own heads.
Mm-hmm.
And so you go from guys that are in their own heads to an entirely new approach. It's a tough way to get you out of your own head.
Yep.
And this, you know, it's just kind of 2 years of building on itself, and this is the product of it. It's very frustrating.
Yeah.
But that is a reasonable explanation for how guys that were so good could look like this.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. And I think that's going to be the thing when you look at, you know, there's so many damn games left to be, like, thinking about what's going to happen after the season.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this is – Alex is going to have his opportunity because I do think this is last year.
I do, too.
Go get somebody that he's always wanted
totally agree.
For them to vibe. Not saying he don't vibe with Snit, because it's hard not to vibe with that guy.
How can
you not vibe with a guy like Brian Snit?
I think they've really built a good partnership, but I think that there's parts of what they do that Snit doesn't agree with.
Yes.
I think
analysis. I think it's so much more on Brian Snit than it is on Alex.
Oh, and Alex is like, all right, Snit,
you got to meet me halfway. I can see Brian Snit like, hey, man.
I keep meeting you halfway.
Look at our damn season. Look at our damn season.
I mean, the halfway stuff worked for a long time.
Yeah.
It just, unfortunately, this year came crashing to a halt. But if they win tonight, they win the series. That'd be good. Start stacking series wins. You never know. We'll come back. We'll let you hear from Kristaps Porzingis, newest member of the Atlanta Hawks. Really fun conversation with him yesterday. If you didn't get a chance to hear it, we'll let you hear it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
20 minutes away from the AMA. They got a new album out, right?
Yeah,
is it out yet?
Yeah, I think it's out. Yes. But I need
clips, and
the thing about it is, every time I know I'm going to the bathroom at this time, I know I'm going to see Dylan. Dylan's always in the bathroom because he's leaving everything. Mm-hmm. He like ain't got no toilet paper in the house, so we use all toilet paper here. And I was like, Dylan. Because Dylan's always a courtesy flush guy.
Yeah, recently.
Yeah. Oh, he went there. For.
I taught him about the courtesy flush.
Yeah. Oh, you taught him? Uh-huh. Yeah, Dylan's been he's a courtesy flush guy.
Dylan, and have you heard of a courtesy flush? He goes, what's that? I said,
when you hear someone
open the door, go ahead and flush.
Yeah, Dylan's a courtesy flush guy. But then he started talking about that damn Drake. I was like, Dylan. I said, I'm going to hook you up with Isaiah. Because you and Isaiah, my son Isaiah, I give my life for this boy. But he's a big Drake fan, just like Dylan is, and believe in all the conspiracy theories behind what happened. Mm. And so I was like, dude. He said, well, you know, Drake was feeding Kendrick false information for his raps. What the hell is wrong with you?
Still on your mind.
This boy got he got his show in the morning.
Uh-huh.
He got to produce the morning shift with Mike.
And, hours of radio.
Yeah. And Kelly Mack. Allie Mack. And then he got to stay here all day and prep for another show.
He doesn't have to do that, but he does.
And then he plays basketball with shorter people than him that make him look like an all-star. He has all this stuff to do, but yet he's still – and then he got Miss Simone over there. And he got all this time to figure out more Drake conspiracies.
I know. It's amazing. We all have 24 hours
sleep?
In a day, but we all use them differently.
When does he sleep?
I don't know. I'm not sure that he does. I think he stays up all night thinking about – Drake conspiracy
he
theories.
Does. Come on, wake up. I got another one.
Yeah. Just think about in your day what you're doing. It's like, man, am I wasting time? I could be like Dylan. I could be coming up with conspiracy theories about Drake.
Y'all know that meme when the girl's like, I bet he's thinking about other girls and the guy's like rolled over on his side.
Yep, it's Dylan thinking about Drake.
Dylan thinking about damn Drake. Another damn conspiracy.
All right. Kristaps Porzingis was on with us yesterday, one of the newest members of the Atlanta Hawks. We started off the conversation by asking him, how do you think you're going to fit in?
No, honestly, I think it's going to be pretty smooth. This is my guess, no? But just me being around the league, me playing already on different teams and with different players, I think it's going to be super easy to connect with a player like Trae Young, Jalen Johnson, all these guys. They're willing passers. They want to play team ball. They want to play fast. And I think I'm just going to fit right in.
What was your initial thoughts when your agent or your representation told you that as a possibility you were going to be traded from Boston and then Atlanta was the destination?
Right. So when it was like, obviously I was expecting a trade. This was, you know, kind of known that the Boston is going to have to make some moves. And I was expecting me to be in you know, one of those trades for sure. But I had no idea about Atlanta, honestly, no idea. And what I was expecting was Phoenix, L.A., Clippers, or San Antonio, between those three.
Okay.
But then I woke up in the morning. Obviously, the whole trade happened while I was sleeping in Europe. And woke up in the morning, and I saw, like, a bunch of, like, emojis. And I was like, what is this? Like, somebody was sending these, like, eagle emojis, you know, in the group chats. And I was like, yo, what is this eagle? What team is this? It was like, oh, I was like, San Antonio? No, no, no. And then I was like, oh, it's the Hawks. I was like, oh, okay, okay, okay. Interesting. I wasn't expecting it at all, but honestly, I'm super happy when I heard the news.
So you have to try to figure out what emojis mean, just like we do, because we're always watching you guys on Twitter, like, what are these guys tweeting about with these emojis? So they do the same thing with you. Hey, let me ask you quickly, because you sort of brought it up, and we'll get back to the team and the trade and all that kind of stuff, but we in the media, like when we're covering the end of the run for the Celtics last year, kind of know that there's going to be moves when the season's over. Is that something that gets talked about at all as the season is coming to an end? Are you guys just sort of unspoken, let's go about our business and try to win?
Yeah, you obviously try not to bring it too much into the everyday stuff, you know. But, you know, me and Drew, like, we would talk about it because we would know, like, you know, somebody's going to probably, it's going to be one of us or both of us or who knows. You kind of like jokingly we would say it, you know, but of course you try not to think about that too much. You just want to be in the moment, be with the team, play like hard and go as far as you can. But you know, nobody's like stupid, and we realize like there's going to be some changes and it's only normal, you know, so it's a business at the end and this happens then. And but honestly, you know, for me, at least from my point of view, I'm you know, very happy how it worked out.
What about the fit with Trey? Because I know you've played against him and everything like that, obviously being in the East for in Boston and in New York City. But what do you have you had an opportunity to meet, interact with Trey, obviously outside of playing against each other?
So I just got here like 2-3 days ago, uh-huh. And I'm leaving already because I have a national team. So I haven't had that much time to, you know, get to know everybody. I've been around the organization a little bit, and you know, met coach, met GM, met the front office people. I met some more young guys from the summer league. I haven't gotten a chance to meet Trey yet, but I know from playing against him a little bit. You know, we've talked and stuff, and so we know each other, of course, a little bit, but it's going to be good to get to know him and get to know more of how he likes to play, what he likes, etc. So I'm really excited to play. I think he was the best. He had the most assists last year also in the league, you know, so that's, you know, who doesn't want to play with a guy like that, you know, so I'm excited about that for sure.
Brand new Atlanta Hawk Kristaps Porzingis joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. And When the trade was announced, obviously it's before it became official, but when the news broke that the Hawks had made the move for you, and then a couple of other moves after that in the following days, the reaction here was, oh, okay, this team's ready to win now. This team's ready to put the pedal down. Is that how you view them acquiring you?
I mean, definitely. Definitely. Adding me like means, like, you know, there's not no like rebuild or something crazy happening right now. You know, they believe that adding the right pieces, you know, it can be something special. And honestly, I've been around, you know, different teams, et cetera, and I see the young guys. I see how also the age group that we're in, and this is the time also that, you know, the young guys get a lot better with each year too. And that's exciting too. And I think the pieces that, you know, Ansi is putting together around Trey, you know, it's really interesting. It's really interesting, and I believe we can be sneaky good in the East, you know, and that's really exciting.
Chris, how are you feeling? Because I know at the end of you know, the season last year, you were going through some things. How are you feeling and everything as you get ready to go, like you said, go play overseas?
Yeah, no, I'm feeling excellent. I'm feeling excellent. You know, I haven't felt it since the playoffs, you know, so just getting some rest and recovering has been, you know, perfect for me. And now I'm very excited because I have a national team this summer. And I've always had my best seasons right after the national team, you know, because you're already playing high-level basketball throughout the summer. You're working, you know, you have training camp with the national team, et cetera, et cetera. And then jumping into the season, you're already in a rhythm. And so, and I haven't had that for a while. So I'm super, super excited about that. And health is perfect, feeling good, and ready to go.
Yeah, that's interesting. I was going to ask what you have found has been the – like the right sauce leading into a season for it to be successful. Maybe that's what it is, like you just said. But you go back and look at kind of the run pre-injury with Boston. Obviously, that year you had in Washington where you led your, you know, had the most points per game in your career. Is it national team stuff? Is there other stuff to it? Like, what leads to those seasons, maybe some of them being better or even healthier than others?
Yeah. No, I think for sure health. You have to have health. If you're like healthy off-season, that already makes a big difference, obviously. But yes, of course, individual work in the summer you know, you improve, you know, you can work on your game. But at the end, there's nothing that you can replicate that's actually playing basketball, high-level basketball. That's the recipe to, you know, play in a national team and then jump into the season. You already have a head start because you already played multiple important games. And it's just you can't really replicate that in a practice or even like a pickup game, you know. So that's I would say, for me, that's the advantage I believe I'm going to have heading into this season. And I look forward to having having my best season so far in my career.
Love it. Well, we know you spent your whole career in the Eastern Conference, so you've been to Atlanta plenty of times. What's your favorite part about the city?
Good question.
And we know y'all stay overnight, too. So,
and you can be honest.
Yeah,
like,
we know y'all stay night here.
It's not just a family-friendly show. You can say it.
You're trying to bring me into something. No, I haven't. I haven't been out too much in Atlanta, to be honest. I went to eat, obviously, in a few places, and even the team kind of, they know I love coffee, so they prepared a little like coffee spot menu, like what I should check out.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to getting to know the city, and it might be. What I'm happy about is a lot of sun, and it's, you know, nice weather, like especially like during the season is going to be pretty nice. So I'm excited about that, and very green too, which I kind of didn't expect, honestly. And I look forward. I look forward to getting to know the city and getting acclimated with everything.
Yeah, you don't have to deal with the Boston winters, that's for sure. It's going to be much nicer during the wintertime here. Let me ask you one more, because we were talking about this the other day. The Falcons have a tight end who people referred to as a unicorn when he was coming out of college. Obviously, we've heard you called that throughout your career. Do you like that nickname? Like, do you like when people refer to you as the unicorn?
You know what? At first, I didn't like it at all. But then it grew on me a little bit, you know, and it's, you know, I realized what was meant by that nickname, you know, and it's pretty cool, honestly. It does represent my game in a way, you know. I was one of the tall guys that are able to shoot from outside, play inside, et cetera. It was nice recognition by KD, you know, who gave me that nickname.
Right. Kevin Durant coined the phrase.
Yeah.
One more, actually, since you mentioned it, because I did want to ask you. Like, when you came in, there really weren't a ton of guys at your height, and still aren't a ton of guys, but there's been a few more over the last couple of years, sort of similar type of build, similar type of game. What do you think that is? Why do you think there's more seven-footers with the perimeter game?
It's a good question. I don't know. I think it's always just evolving. The game is always evolving, right? I think, like, now, you know, it's almost expected maybe for all the, you know, four or fives to be able to shoot. Mm-hmm. Like back in the day, none of the four or fives were like out on the perimeter. It was like, yo, get your butt down there, you know, on the post. Like, but now it's like completely different, you know, and it's almost expected to be able to stretch the floor and all the, you know, guy like Wemby or Chet, all these guys are able to put it on the floor, bring the ball up, you know, shoot transition threes, which kind of look crazy when you're a 7-footer shooting transition three. It's like, you know, it looks wrong, but that's the game, you know, in today. And I believe, you know, obviously I had like people before me, like Dirk, you know, Pau Gasol, Tony Kukoc, these guys that kind of paved the way for me. And, you know, then there's now next guys coming up now that are, you know, incredibly talented.
Well, Kristaps, we appreciate the time.
Thank you very much,
bro. Travel safe back home, and good luck this summer.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, gentlemen. Thank you.
Take care.
Kristaps Porzingis, yesterday, nice enough to spend some time with us, and headed back to Europe to play for Latvia this summer, and then back to Atlanta to be an Atlanta Hawk. He says he plays better the year after the season after the international duty. Plays great.
Look at his Washington year.
In contract years.
Yep.
Looking forward to being a part of the pick and roll duo with Trey.
Yep.
It's all adding up, Randy.
Anchor of your defense.
It's all coming together. It's exciting. It's fun.
Let's not do this.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to do it. Let's not do it yet.
Not yet.
Let's not do it yet.
Yeah, okay. Not yet.
Let's not do it yet.
Not yet.
You know what we should do now?
Tell me.
An AMA.
Let's do it.
We should do an AMA. You should call us at 404-726-0929 and get on hold, and then we will answer all of your questions coming up next. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Sometimes days are like this where at the end of it, you close out the, you know, the Chrome browser, and you're just kind of looking at the things you've Googled throughout the show. Some wild ones.
What you got
today?
BBL.
That's on there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was going to close with that one. But yeah. Mike Trout's contract.
Yeah.
Bijan Robinson stats. Texas Tech's football depth chart. And BBLs.
BBLs, man.
Yep.
BBL.
It's been a good show.
It's been a hot, man. Which one? When is it not?
Outstanding show.
When is it not?
That's always good. Yeah. I don't know. Today's extra, put a little extra bow on top of today.
When is it not? When is it not?
You know, because like part of Abe's job and Bo's job too is on some days they have to make an article for the website about something we talked about.
Yeah.
And I was like, today's article should be titled, Do BBLs Stink?
Yes. But
and they said they can't do that. Abe said he can't do that. I was like, why not?
No.
We talked about
it. He can't do that.
Why not?
Well, Andy, there's
a multitude. We spent 10 minutes on the radio talking about it.
There's a multitude of reasons why. All right, there's a multitude.
People would click on it.
They would.
We said earlier in the show, we're post-credibility. We're in the clickability era. So,
well,
click it.
You know.
Click it or ticket.
The man.
Trying to keep this
job. You're not going to be with She's a wonderful, beautiful, wonderful artist. You ain't going to be nobody that smell like trash. Was it trash can juice in July?
Something like that. Yeah. That's so mean.
That's a mean thing.
Whoever, he didn't say that. Whoever invented that.
Whoever invented that quote to pretend he said it needs to get their ass whipped.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yes.
Agreed.
Get your ass whipped.
All right. Let's start with Luke, who's in Snellville. Hey, Luke.
Hey, man.
Everybody's with Snellville.
Everybody's somebody.
Everybody's somebody.
Hey, Luke.
Yeah. I was calling to say great show, man. Y'all keep doing a good work, y'all. The question I have is push it up, nothing now. You guys were talking about the Brazilian butt lifts and whatnot, how they pay for it, and I was wondering, what's the thing that you most regret that you put on credit?
Oh, most regret that I put on credit.
Woo, man.
Any
everything
school.
Yep. I was gonna say any and everything that I put on that Georgia credit card I got my first day of class at the Tate Center. They gave us a free pizza when you signed up for the damn credit card and a Georgia t-shirt. All right? I regret that. That is one regret. I have credit cards. I do not use them unless I'm talking about like something earth-shattering is about to happen. Other than that, I do not use them things. I like using my money.
Yep.
Yes.
Yes, because there's no interest on that.
Yes, I like using my money.
I don't regret putting school on credit.
No.
Had I not, then a lot of stuff wouldn't have happened, including this right now.
Yeah, you'll be here.
I don't regret it. I am paying it off, but it's worth it.
I'm confused, Randy. You use a credit card, though, right?
Do I use a credit card?
Right.
Yes.
Okay, you're just talking about overextending.
No, I'm talking about the only thing I regret about ever using a credit card was that credit card.
Okay,
that Georgia
credit
card. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
The worst one I ever did was they tricked me at Macy's. They were like, you can get an additional 20% off if
for
you sign
Macy's
up
card,
for a Macy's card and put this on that. And
right.
I was like, great, 20% off. Let's do it. And then I forgot that I did that.
Yes.
And then, you know, collections.
Yep.
So that's.
They get you.
That's just, you know, being dumb.
They get
and
you coming, they get you going.
That's right. They got me. Brad's in Villa Rica. Hey, Brad.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
Pretty good.
All right. My first question is for Andy. If you could take Randy and his family somewhere, it could be anywhere. Where would it be and why?
Okay.
And for Randy, since you've been down there in Miami, my brother, did you get your wife a BBL?
No. No. I wouldn't do that.
Come on, Brad.
No.
If I could take you guys on a trip somewhere, I think it would be really fun to go to Seattle with you guys, because has your wife been to Seattle before?
No.
And it's a fun city to visit.
I'll go.
I could give you guys, and I know you've been, but short trips.
Yeah, short trip. Yeah. Short trip.
I could show you around.
My wife would definitely go.
Yeah.
Donna would definitely go.
I would be an excellent Seattle tour guide.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Because like that, I went to the Fox Sports Grill.
Right.
When Georgia played.
I don't think that's there anymore.
They're all done. When Georgia played Oklahoma State.
Okay.
I was there. I was down there. I was there. When we played in Seattle, that's when I found out who the hell A.J. Green was. Like, who the hell is this guy? Okay. And then I went to that ragged-ass strip club.
You went to Rick's.
Yeah, I went to the ragged-ass strip club. So I would like to see. And I went to the market. Obviously went down
right,
went to the market.
Right.
But yeah, I would like to see some other stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool
stuff. I
want to
see
do.
Fife. I want to see fight.
We wouldn't be there'd be no crowds.
Yeah, I want to see fight.
We wouldn't have to fight any crowds.
Yeah, I want to see.
There's a restaurant/bar in Fife called the Poodle Dog.
Yeah,
very cheap drinks.
Poodle Dog.
Poodle Dog. I don't know why they call it that.
Okay.
You get drinks in the pup room.
Poodle Dog.
Yeah, I don't know why they got this. It's the one famous landmark in Fife.
Okay. Yep. Well, don't miss a bunker. Miss B used to live in Fife, right?
Yeah. My dad and stepmom, my brother Michael went to Fife High School with Caleb McGarry. They lived there for years.
So Michael knows Caleb?
No.
Oh.
Mike was a senior when Caleb was a freshman.
Oh, okay.
So they didn't know each other.
All right.
But yeah, I can show you the house we built in Fife.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
It's beautiful.
Sounds good.
All right. We don't need to. All right. Jordan's in Gainesville. Hey, Jordan.
Oh, yeah, guys. How y'all doing?
Good. Right.
Hey, I got a question for both of you. Randy, would you rather be a backup quarterback on a team that never plays or be a starting quarterback on a team, but the backup quarterback, you never take the field, but you end up winning a Super Bowl?
Okay.
And if you was a starter, you play 12 years, 15 years, and never win a Super Bowl. Which one would you rather do?
Okay. Oh, I'd rather be a starter.
Randy, I've got a question. If a guy in baseball, if a guy's on second base, bobbing tonight, you get up the bat and you hit a gapper, and the guy scores on second base, do you just quit running when you hit first base, or you try to get a double or triple? Does it count?
Oh, like if it's in the extra innings. Thank you, Jordan. So if he's on second base and you hit one to the wall and he scores, you get a single for that?
You're walking it off here?
You're walking it off.
If you advance
but it
to second
base,
you'll get
a double.
It would have been a double.
So the guy, that's a funny question.
That's a great question.
Because I bet guys will try to run to second and be like, I was at second.
Right.
Because then it ups your OPS.
Because especially
and all
if
that.
You had like a cycle. And
yeah.
Yeah. You had a home run.
Oh,
a single, a
funny.
Triple, and you won the double.
You would have to get to second base before he scores, though.
Okay.
As soon as he scores, the game's over.
Okay. Right. Got it. Or like cause sometimes the outfielders are quit on a ball, too. Like, say you needed a triple. and the guy on second was smart enough to know you needed a triple, and the outfielders quit, you could run all the way to third, and then he'll touch home.
Right.
That man got a triple. He hit for the cycle. That's a great question. Starter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody wants to be a backup.
Oh, I want to be a backup.
Yeah, even, I mean, yeah. All right. Phillips in Canton. Hey, Phillip.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, Phillip.
Hey, if you due to the new Superman coming out tonight, if you guys could have any superheroes' powers, what would they be and why?
There's new Superman coming out.
Superman's coming out tonight.
Did not know.
Apparently, they've been doing all kinds of stuff at Ashley's work promoting it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I had no clue.
I asked her to get Bo some stuff, but I asked her too late.
Who's Superman?
David Corn Sweat.
David
Corn Sweat.
Yeah. It looks like Henry Cavill, but a little bit smaller.
Oh, all right. Well, we know Abe's on the way after the show.
I got a 340 showing.
That's the reason why Abe's not doing Dukes and Bell today.
That's why Abe's not doing Dukes and Bell.
He wanted to go see Superman. Yeah,
if I was doing D&B, I'd have seen it at 10 a.m.
Oh,
did
true.
You just say D&B like they were Dave and Buster's?
Dave and Buster's?
He did, but never mind. I know Abe's going. I mean, I want to be a fly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to be a fly.
And who else can fly besides Superman?
I mean, kind of Thor, right?
Yeah, Thor can
I don't
fly?
Like, because that was the one thing, X-ray vision. I don't want to see everybody naked.
No, I don't.
I don't want to see right now.
I don't. You, in fact, most people I don't want to see.
Yeah, I don't see
Magneto
right
can kind of float, fly.
When you have X-ray vision, can you control it and choose when you use it?
I would hope so.
Okay,
yeah, I don't want to see everybody naked.
Because, like, this job would be horrible if I had X-ray vision and I couldn't control it.
Yeah, I don't want to see everybody naked.
Yeah, I don't at all.
What if that was your superpower and you're just a TSA agent?
He's the best TSA
agent. No more shoes, though.
That is true.
No more
that.
Shoes.
How much you more efficient with a line seat?
No more taking off the shoes.
So what are they not worried about anymore that they were? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I guess it's not a concern anymore because one guy tried to put a bomb in his shoes 20 years ago and no one's done it since. It took him 20 years to go the other way.
Hold on. Some Hawks news. Miss Lauren Williams says the Hawks have added Josh. Oh, never mind.
Chris yeah, to their I saw that earlier.
Okay,
I wasn't going to bring that up.
Hawks. I was like, oh, Hawks news. Never mind. There we go.
You need to play the breaking news sounder for that
that's
one?
That's it. That's all we got.
All right. DJ's in Dallas. Hey, DJ.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? Since we've been a couple days out from the 4th of July, how long, what is your favorite thing to eat for leftovers and how long? It's too long for leftovers.
There's no time too long for leftovers. I will always admit that. I like all leftovers, dude. Mm. I do, man. I am, like you saw, I just heat up my chicken. I grilled, like, just like yesterday became like one of those out of the scheduled grill days.
So oh, just like, nice, good. Yeah.
And we're talking about like putting meals together. I just went through the freezer, found some chicken that was back there in a Ziploc bag, and found some other pieces of chicken, threw it all on the grill.
That's great.
And that was a great thing.
The unplanned grill night.
Unplanned grill
is
night
a nice
is
night.
The great.
Yeah.
Yes.
Some things keep better than others, though. Leftover-wise, like chicken does a pretty good job. Yes. I think ribs do a good job. You
100%.
Burgers. If you don't eat that burger the next day,
it's not bad.
It gets pretty, pretty dry.
But I think like people who eat seafood like salmon and shrimp the next day, y'all are weird.
You don't want to do that. Yeah.
Y'all are weird.
That doesn't keep very well.
Yeah, y'all are
fish
weird.
Doesn't keep great as a leftover.
Y'all are weird.
Sides are usually fine.
Yeah, but Thanksgiving,
pretty much everything's fine.
Thanksgiving next day dressing. Woo!
Yeah, I mean, like
especially if you got some of that gizzard gravy left over too.
You just put it on top of everything.
Yeah, man.
And when you put it on out of the fridge, it's kind of like a little bit congealed.
Yeah.
But then as you warm it up,
it just spreads out. Yeah, man.
So good. So good. All right, Seth is in Memphis. Hey, Seth.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, long time listener, first time caller. Actually, Andy, I've been listening to you since you had the night show a long time ago.
Wow,
alone.
Thanks, Seth.
So, man, appreciate it. Anyway, here's my question for you. Who do you think has better odds? The Braves sweeping a series or Kirk Cousins getting traded at some point in time during the season?
Oh, man. That's
Braves
a great
sweeping
question.
A series. the odds of him being traded and because of the reason why he will be traded is the odds are so because you need a quarterback to get hurt.
Right.
Where the Falcons are right now with Kirk Cousins, a starting quarterback has to get hurt.
Right.
As far as I know, outside of Indianapolis, all of the starting quarterback positions are settled.
Right.
Am I thinking of
– No, you're not. You're okay. Right. I mean, Cleveland, but they've got like five
I'm
guys
sorry,
trying
I'm sorry.
Out.
So, those,
yeah,
so, so
New 30, Orleans kind
so,
of.
So, New Orleans kind of, but they drafted a guy.
So, 30 – we'll say 3 of 32.
Right.
Have a competition. Mm-hmm. They're not trading New Orleans. Mm-mm. Cleveland, I don't know.
I don't think so. They and got then, too much going
yeah,
on.
And
there.
Then Indy, like, love Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
And I guess Richardson would just have to be not coming back. I don't know. But, I mean, the thing he said at any point, right? Like, you can trade him all the way up until the trade deadline. Somebody comes in and gets hurt in September or something like that.
Yes.
You know? I don't know. Would someone trade for Kirk Cousins week four if their quarterback has a season-ending injury? Because that's happened a lot the last couple years.
Yes, and I think that would happen.
Big-time quarterback.
That would have to happen.
Yeah.
That would have to happen.
I still think it's more likely that Kirk Cousins gets traded at some point. Has the Braves swept anybody all year?
Let's swept the Mets.
The Mets. That's
That was actually.
And that's what's crazy is that wasn't that long ago.
Can we win one game and then have two rainouts?
Nah, it doesn't count.
Why not?
That doesn't count. You got to actually do it. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, yeah. By the way, the second caller, no, it's that's all Natalie Yam right there, bro. I know you. That's all wagging right there. Natural wagging. Andy can't do nothing without his spritz.
I'm nothing without the spritz. when Randy moved to Miami, he went outside and it was all hard wagon.
Michael Penix's number one goal for 2025 is to have the city turn. hey, BBL deodorant. Somebody invent it.
Somebody invent it.
Make $1 million.
Good idea.
Bunk needs to familiarize himself with the spreadsheet.
Yes.
And Bo has several bottoms, but he doesn't wear them a lot.
Which was unbelievable. I have a lot of bottoms.
Bottoms only.
I've never, ever addressed any part of my clothing as bottoms.
I have too many pajamas then, do you? It's a top and a bottom.
All right. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.